Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to a podcast from The Pool. If you enjoy this episode, we'd love it if you could rate, review, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Viv Gruscup, your pool agony aunt. I'm here to tackle your emotional issues and dispense the tough love that your friends are too polite to give. On this week's Dear Viv, what to do when you don't want to end an affair. Dear Viv, I'm a mum to an almost 2-year-old, married to a lovely man. We've been together for almost 10 years now. Up until recently, I've been fulfilled in our relationship. He's a kind, caring person, loyal and supportive, a wonderful daddy. But I think the process of becoming a mum, a bout of mild postnatal depression during maternity leave, the pressure of being back at work full-time, and just the general monotony of working and parenting life has meant I've been feeling dissatisfied. I returned back to work last September, and since then I've managed to rediscover my adult professional self a bit and started to enjoy feeling groomed and polished. And then early this year, I started to become closer to a new colleague. It started making me excited about going to work and motivated me to start working out again. We swapped numbers and we would initially exchange funny messages and inside jokes and schedule impromptu coffees. And then the chemistry between us grew and it became apparent he was attracted to me. So the innocent texts evolved into exciting, charged messages and escalated to describing sexually explicit scenarios and exchanging sexy images. This continued for a month or so until one weekday I invited him to spend a day in a hotel room together and we had amazing, electrifying sex. It was wonderful, and to my embarrassment and shame, I didn't really feel guilty because it had nothing to do with my home life, husband and son. I thought I had successfully compartmentalised that moment, and initially it felt like the sexual pressure that had built up between us had been released. But it wasn't just the intimate connection, and we continued to grow close and established real feelings for each other. We vowed to keep it in the box for self-preservation and acknowledging that we were both married to other people and we also worked together. However, around the same time, my husband grew suspicious of my overly late work nights out and he confronted me about having my head turned. And so the hotel sex day was disclosed. My husband was so incredibly hurt and was deeply disappointed that I would risk the stability of our family for a fling. I explained that my intention was never to replace my long-term commitment to him and our boy, but equally I felt so invigorated by the passion between me and my colleague. His desire for me was intoxicating and the rush of being in love helped me regain my sexual confidence again and just gave me so much joy. My husband may deny it, but in the past few months, I've been happier at home and way more tactile. My husband doesn't want either of us to leave, and while he's angry and upset with me, he still loves me and wants to make it work. We're booked in for relationship counselling next week and have discussed ways we can reconnect, but he is fervent about all contact with my colleague ending. He has given me very absolute terms that it can never happen ever again. Whilst he has every right to state these conditions, they're not practical or realistic. He wants me to change job, but our future relies heavily on my income, and I'm not about to get just any new job to move away from my colleague. if it jeopardises my long-term career path. And my husband seems to be in denial of how much I felt for this other man. I've just fallen in love with him. I can't turn it off. I've been reading about open marriages and being monogamish, but I feel my husband has such strict, rigid expectations that he would not be open to such an arrangement. In my rational brain, I should accept my longer commitment to my marriage and family, but my emotions are currently so fraught. I miss my new lover and the friendship and connection he offered me. I'm being selfish, but I don't want to lose that feeling. Please help, Viv. Dear sufferer of fraught emotions, blimey, there is a lot going on here. Your letter was long and detailed and we've edited it for length. But nonetheless, however long it was, I felt there was something missing and that you're not telling me something. So I'm wary with my answer here. What exactly has been going on with this man since this supposedly one-off encounter? How are you now managing these bants at work? You say what has happened with your husband since you came clean with him, but you don't say what has happened with this man or whether his wife knows about what's going on. I'm coming in on this harsh to try and point out that there is a lot of denial going on here. You've been honest with your husband, yes, but I wonder how honest you're really being with yourself about how you feel about this man and how you feel about your marriage. There is going to come a moment when you really have to blow everything open and stop lying to yourself. Yes, I'm being harsh again, but you are lying to yourself. There is no such thing as monogamish and open marriages. People are welcome to write in and contradict me on this, but we all know the truth. First, these arrangements are usually one-sided and end up with someone being exploited. And second, as your husband has already made clear, most people would never sign up for these arrangements in the first place. I do have some sympathy for you because you have made a human mistake. As you suggest in your letter, it's not easy to be a new mother, to be in a marriage and to be working full time. Temptation was put in your way and you gave into it. It's amazing and admirable that your husband is willing to forgive this and look at what happens next for the two of you. What worries me is that you don't seem to want to take responsibility for what you've done, and you don't seem to want to face how you're feeling about either of these men. You're just hoping and praying that there must be some way to avoid responsibility, to avoid making a decision, and to just keep on going with the two of them. This frame of mind is what is making you look up things like monogamish on Google. I don't think this frame of mind is helping you. It's only helping you to maintain the illusion that you don't have to make a decision. You do. It's really good that you're having relationship counselling, and I hope that is already helping you to face what you really feel and what's going on here. I feel as if you're waiting for someone to say, but it's okay to do what you did because you really love this other man. That might be true, but it still doesn't make it okay from your husband's point of view. And you can't have your cake and eat it. If you really do love this other man and he loves you, then it would be time to face up to the truth and acknowledge that you cannot really love another man and stay in your relationship with your husband. Your husband is not being unreasonable by having what you call strict, rigid expectations. Most people who get into a marriage and have a child with someone have perfectly understandable expectations that the other person is not going to have an affair with one of their colleagues, no matter how frumpy or fed up with life they feel. But I can't tell you what to do, you know that. What I definitely can tell you is that monogamish is not a thing. Perhaps you wrote in because you wanted to see this whole episode written down in black and white so that you could figure out what to do yourself. I hope that already helped. Or perhaps you really did write in hoping that I would say, oh yes, you can keep your marriage and your lover, as if. You must know that this is impossible. Maybe at some point you're going to face a choice, or maybe you already faced that choice. But the first thing you need to choose to do is to be honest with yourself. You've listed a lot of mitigating circumstances for your affair and for your decision to continue to work with this person. But the truth is, it's hurting your husband. If you really care about him, then you need to put him first. And if you don't, well, that is your prerogative also, and that's another story. But you need to be honest with yourself about what you're doing. There's no point in you being the breadwinner for a family that doesn't exist. So that is not a great excuse for staying in your current job. I'm hoping that by the time you've heard this, you will have been to relationship counselling and already have had some of these realisations for yourself. If not, wake up and smell the coffee, unscheduled coffee alone. We cannot have everything that we want in life, especially not if other people's feelings get hurt. We have to choose. And sometimes we have to choose the option that is not the easy option. Only you can know which option that is for you. That's all for today. If you have a problem you'd like to submit, please send your email to dearviv@thepoolltd.com or tweet us at @thepooluk.
Thanks for listening. Join us again soon. And sign in to thepool.com, where you can get more content specifically made by us for women like you. We hope we see you there.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.